fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 22nd day of December. This is, I believe, according to Professor McCain, the shortest day of the year. Days start getting longer tomorrow, year of Lord 2022. We start with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email. Email address is thelibertyman@aol.com. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The purpose of today is to read the book. I'll say the title and the author twice slowly. It is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Typically, I buy 10 or 12 of these books a year to give to people that I think will make use of them. Typically, younger folks in their late teens, but others as I see fit. It's a great book, short, quick read, less than 100 pages. And it has withstood the test of time, published, I believe, about the time I graduated from high school, about 1966. Excellent, excellent book. For the following reason. The powers that be, what they're afraid of more than anything else, truly, what they're afraid of more than anything else, is the power us individual barefoot peasants have. That's what they're truly afraid of. And that's what this book will make you aware of and teach you how to make use of it. All right. That said, we have patient Wendy Green with my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the excellent Gravity Feed Watertop countertop water filter, the ReadyPure stainless steel countertop Gravity Feed water filter, that instead of the very fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot that the Berkeys have, this has a solid metal spigot. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you with us. I was just reading about one of my favorite shows, Tucker Carlson. When his show is rerun at 1 o'clock in the morning, there's only 3 CNN shows that beat it. They're 1 o'clock a.m. rerun, and of course, when it's run in prime time, there's nothing else in prime time that comes close to it. Now, another show, which is not prime time, called The Five, has ratings slightly higher than Carlson. That's another Fox show. They're both great, of course, and I like both. A week ago today, I know you're a busy guy, Kirk. You may not be aware of this, but a week ago today, Tucker Carlson, Thursday and Friday of last week, made the following statement with no hesitation or reservation whatsoever, that the CIA was involved in the murder of John F. Kennedy.
Right.
Possibly the most important television broadcast in my lifetime, very possibly. I'm not sure what all the consequences of that are going to be, but he's convinced from the evidence he became aware of that that, in fact, was the case. Now, people our age, I'm a bit older than you. I was 16 years old in November 1963.
Right.
I could walk up to the exact chair where I was sitting in the library of Herculaneum High School and tell you the book I had in my hands when the announcement came over the public address.
That's right. That's right.
President Kennedy had been shot. How old were you when President Kennedy was shot?
I was 3.
You were 3?
I was 3. I was sitting in front of the television set, which was an old black and white RCA set, in a console, on the floor, those big, giant, ugly things. And I was playing with a stuffed animal, and it came on the news. And I broke into whatever show it was that they had me planted in front of. And I remember it clearly, like it was yesterday. In fact, that was the house that I was born in, which we moved out of when I was 5. So right. it's burned into my memory. And yet we've got people that claim they can't remember where they were, when it happened. That, right?
This is without a doubt this is most likely one of your earliest memories of your life, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It is the earliest memory of my life. Well, I mean, it interchanges with a couple of other things, and I'm not sure on the timing, but it's definitely one of the earliest, yeah.
Well, that's most people have no memories. Young, I have some that around that 2 and 3 that I can't really tell them apart. I recall being washed in the kitchen sink. I got a bath in the kitchen sink, so I was probably 2 years old. I don't know. The reason I remember it, my mother got shampoo in my eyes, and I thought I was under attack.
Me too. I got baths in the kitchen sink, and one time my head hit the faucet. I can remember it like it was yesterday. But,
anyway.
There's notable figures out there, one ex-president that claims that he can't remember where he was during the assassination. You know who I'm talking about?
Well, it was George Bush, of course.
Yeah, of course. And, who was, at one time.
George H.W. Bush.
At that time, way up in the CIA, and then later on, the
part
head of
the CIA.
CIA
at the time.
Yeah. Well, we like to think that these big intelligence agencies work for us. Yeah, we like to think that they're there for us, the people. And unfortunately, they don't work for us. They work for the powers that be that remain behind the scenes. Not to say there aren't some good people in those agencies, there are, but, we're being driven toward a very, very dark end. And it's only going to be through our individual, gumption at this point, I believe, that, we stand up. I mean, you're aware, I'm sure, what's happening with the Carrie Lake trial out in Arizona.
Yeah, it's going in the right direction.
They buried the vast majority of the claims.
Let's do a segue here. The president of Toyota Motor Corporation, Akio Toyoda, is not so sure about this, all vehicles becoming electric. he says that there's a silent majority within the auto industry at the highest levels of men and women who simply don't want to say the truth, which is that on a good day, maybe 15%, but more likely 10% of the car and truck buying public are interested in buying electric vehicles. Whether these manufacturers are convinced that they're going to convert to electric vehicles in the not too distant future, like 5 years or so. Go ahead.
We've all seen the stories and YouTube videos of people that run out of juice Some of them even have generators, you know, in the back of their trucks that are run on gasoline designed to recharge those batteries, you know, because people can't get out to them, you know, in time. I guess there's a limited number of emergency vehicles that can handle that. And I mean, think about that, you know, having to carry a generator that runs on gas to generate electricity for your battery in your electric car. Well, and people don't realize the cost of the, some of these batteries are $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 to replace, you know, assuming you can get access to the metals and things that are used to make them, which are not so easily available. I mean, many of those have
come. Well, I don't have any documentation to back up what I'm about to say. This is an educated guess, educated speculation. As I would say, sometimes on the witness stand, when a lawyer would be under oath, I would reply to the lawyer, I say, sir, do you want my sworn speculation? And I have said that on the witness stand. That kind of catches everybody off guard. But my speculation is that the majority of electric vehicle buyers are liberal Democrats. That's my belief. I have no evidence, no substantial evidence or documentation to back it up, which tells me also that there's going to be a lot of these people dying because they are also the same people who get the clot shots. But another aspect of this, Kirk, the roads are paid for with fuel taxes, gasoline and diesel fuel taxes. Who's going to pay for the roads, Kirk?
Yeah, I think, well, they'll figure out a creative way, I'm sure, to tax the electric usage. Not only can they tax it, but they can monitor at any point in time the mileage, you know, obviously, that you put every aspect of these. Some of these vehicles have 8, 10, 12 cameras on board. They've got other sensing devices that can monitor, you know, six ways from Sunday, a different aspect. And that's the whole purpose of it, is to be able to control the movement. You know,
well, for the meantime, those are future possibilities. In the meantime, the people driving electric vehicles have a free ride, literally free ride. They're driving on roads they're not paying for, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I can see what you're saying, you know, and where you're coming from. I just think that, you know, the whole instance of the electric vehicle is way premature, has never made sense to me. I think that, you know, we have an abundance of fossil fuel available in this country and a way to refine it that's much cleaner than any other country in the world, and we really have that perfected. But of course, you know, access to free energy is one of the things that makes us a free, thriving people. When you take that away, you know, we become constrained economically, socially, in many different ways, which of course is the ultimate goal of the powers that be. So I think that, you know, they're going to have a tough time, like you suggested, John, getting everybody to switch over. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I mean, I've seen these reports of these different trucks, like the famous electric F-150 that, you know, gets like 150 miles on a full charge if you're not towing anything.
Right.
And if you're towing anything, it goes down, way down. You know, so
going up.
It's crazy.
Are in a mountainous area.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they're not going to make the pass, you know, out of Jackson Hole, you know, up to Idaho. That's for sure.
Well, I haven't done it yet, but I want to pick up some company brochures from Ford, Chevy, Dodge about electric vehicles are selling to see what claims they're making. The son of a friend of mine, he owns an electric vehicle. Whenever I see him, I ask him, how's your coal burner? Because in my area, all electricity comes from burning coal. That's right. Really green, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I mean, most people don't make the connection that they have to burn fossil fuels in order to generate electricity to deliver it to you to charge these batteries. You know, they miss that somehow. And so it seems
how
to me
can
like...
How can you miss that?
Well, because most people grew up not aware of the basic equipment, you know, relationships that many of us in our age group understand. I mean, they've grown up in a soft society where somebody else does the work. You know, money was cheap. Parents, and myself included, I don't stand out from this, you know, have treated our children, you know, with a little more financial love than we were treated. And it makes for a weak, dumbed down, dependent class of people, which is what we've now produced in this country, which is how they get away with what they get away with. And I think, you know, what the answer is, I'm not sure. I mean, there's always been a remnant that's kept our country free. It's always been the case. 90% of the people have always been, I want to say, free. Don't think this is a negative word. I'm not judging anybody, but 90% of the people have always been kind of riding the wave, you know, in any civilization a very few percent actually make the difference. And, you know, when it comes to resisting tyranny, the percentages are even smaller. I mean, I would say at best 2 to 3%, and that's probably, you know, wishing. It's probably less than that. And because, you know, it takes a lot to be able to do that. You have to be independent. You have to have the time to devote to understanding the history of all of these things to see how important that is. And you have to be, you know, what do they call the dogs that save you when you get hurt on the slopes, you know, in the Alps? I mean, the St. Bernards, you have to be a rescue dog mentality, right, which a lot of people are not. And it's really the, you know, the love for other people that you're not close to is the highest form of love. And it's only used by a few percentage points because, you know, in order to love others, as Christ said, you have to first love yourself. And people that can't love themselves or have been taught not to love themselves or have been taught to put others before them in all instances, in my opinion, are incapable of true love because they don't love themselves first. And how can you have regard for anybody that you don't personally have, you know, for yourself or for our maker and a God, you know, for that matter. And I think that's the problem, you know, we have now. So we got to do what we've been doing, which is keeping people informed, giving them enough information so they can go home at night and say, gee, I wonder if any of that's true. I wonder if it's even possible that what I've been led to believe is not the case. And then it takes some outside, you know, education and reading often, as we know, which most people don't do. I mean, I have thousands of books. Many of them are, you know, older, valuable, rare. I'm sure you've got the same situation going on. And, you know, most people are happy to just, you know, believe what they see on the internet and on Wikipedia, which is another form of manipulation, you know, for sure. And, you know, printed stuff stays printed. It's always there. You can access it when you need to. Even if the lights go out, you've got it. And it's not changing. And I would encourage everybody listening today to really stretch. You know, the holiday typically is a time when a lot of people can wind down. I mean, a lot of people this week are going to be chopping wood and making preparations for this frigid cold that are coming through. I mean, what's the temperature by you now, John?
Well, right now it's in the mid-30s, but later tonight, -5.
And what are they suggesting with the wind chill? Is this going
to
be windy?
Well, whatever that works out to, but we're also supposed to get about 3 inches of snow.
Right. They're talking -5 below zero here in North Carolina with the wind chill over that same period.
And we're going to get mostly rain. -5 actual temperature, not wind chill.
Oh, okay.
Is what we're looking at here.
Right, so you're going to be quite a bit caught. I would venture to guess that you're going to be 15, 20 degrees colder than that with the wind chill.
Most
you're
going to be
substantially below zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Most likely.
Crazy.
Yeah, and if you're in northern Minnesota, you may laugh at what we call winter, but for us, it's pretty serious winter.
Yeah, I can't. What's going to happen to the people in Wisconsin? I have friends up by the border. I can only imagine what they're going to go through because that's venturing up there, is it not? I'm sure it is.
Well, I don't know what their forecast is, but without a doubt, it's going to be pretty brutal. Tonight I was just looking at the forecast. -5 degrees actual temperature tonight. So it's going to be an interesting couple of days. I got everything right. I got backup heat here. I got plenty of food. We'll be okay. But and my neighbors are used to getting ready for this kind of storm. They reduced the snowfall to 2.5 inches from 3. That's a good thing. Low temperature Friday, 3 degrees above zero. Saturday, 6 degrees above, and then it gets a little bit warmer the rest of the week after that.
My goodness. Well, I tell you, I listened to your show again Tuesday, the roundtable, the first part of it anyway, and I thought it was excellent. I really felt like who's the Common Sense Show? That's
Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges did a phenomenal job.
He always does. He's been a great addition to the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. When we get back, we're going to have Kirk give us an update on what's going on with his excellent line of water filters. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website's still down. We'll hope to get it up soon. I can't say when. In the meantime, my Christmas sale on engine cleaners is in effect until midnight the 26th. If you want an engine cleaner at $25 off, mattress pads at 25% off, just give me a call when the show is over. I'll say my number twice slowly. I'll be taking your order personally. That's 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, and what's going on with Water Revolution that our people need to know about this morning, Kirk?
Well, we've got a sale happening right now on our brand new Helix Purity device, which is an upgrade from our AlkaPurity. It uses the brand new smaller version of the Helix Energizer, which creates a very, very strong micro-clustered, vibrant, you know, water that comes from our original alkaline antioxidant water recipe. The unique thing about this unit is the water is 99.8% purified prior to this energization process. So we're removing the toxins and chemicals from the water you know, the constant pressure RO system that we developed back in 2011 even takes radiation out of the water. I mean, that's how powerful this is. And I don't think you can do better, you know, prevention for your water supply at home, your drinking water, than that unit. And then, of course, we've got our Helix Ready Pure, our Water Revolution Ready Pure unit, which is also available at a discount. It's $100 savings to everybody that orders that. And, you know, you're not going to find a better emergency countertop gravity-fed unit than the Ready Pure unit. Not only does the construction, what I call military grade, with that beautiful billet stainless steel spout, but it also uses a very carefully crafted fine ceramic cartridge that, you know, does the kind of purification job that rivals what you see with reverse osmosis. So it's a very, very powerful unit. And, of course, we recommend one of those units for every two-plus adults in the household. And if there's a better barter unit out there, you know, than something like this, I don't know what it could possibly be. I mean, in any kind of an electric shutdown or emergency, you know, being able to continue to drink potable water is such a huge priority. And you have to have a unit like this to be able to handle those energy shutdowns. And I think we're going to see some this weekend, I mean, based on this weather. I'm already getting warnings here that they expect power outages.
All right. Thank you, Kirk. Our first caller here is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Kirk. Good morning, John. Listen, I wanted to comment on Kirk's water. I bought one of those Ready Pure systems that he talks about. And I got both the upper and the lower filters, and I've been using it now for, probably a couple of months at least, maybe longer, and I'm really happy with it. I just wanted to let him know and that, you know, I've given it enough time now that I'm really satisfied with it and the purity of the water I'm drinking. Because I was going out and buying very expensive bottled water because I was trying to cut down on the fluoride that I put drink in. And so, and only certain bottled waters, there's only one or two of the bottled waters that you can get that actually cut the fluoride down. You know, a lot of these, they say, oh, it's pure water or whatever, but it's not. It still has fluoride in it. And so I was spending a lot of money buying bottled water just to keep the fluoride out of my system. And I think Kurt's, I'm really happy with this product. And I wanted to relate a funny, kind of funny story. I actually overfilled the dang gone thing last night. I never thought I would be that stupid to do it, but I must have been in a hurry and I didn't check it. I guess I didn't check it close enough, and I put water in it. And I came out, and then I had water all over the cabinet. And I thought, oh, my God, what, the thing's broken, you know?
That's the disadvantage of that unit. Yeah, it'll overflow. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but then I checked. I was frustrated and mad. Then I went back, and later I said, well, maybe later I better check this out, you know, because I have water all over my cabinet, you know.
And yeah, all those units work the same way like that.
I overfilled it. I never thought I would do, but I did. Yeah.
Yeah. We get a call probably once every two or three months that somebody's done that. And that's the case because, you know, the unit is such a high purification quotient that it takes quite a while for the water at the top, you know, to seep through to the bottom, probably an hour and a half, I would guess. And that's why you get that, you know, 98-99% purification quotient from that unit. So it's a trade off, you know, one for the other. And then, of course, those optional lower cartridges then create our micro clustered alkaline antioxidant water, you know, from that purified water, which is a great way to, you know, begin to experience the benefits of our energized water.
I never thought I would do that, but I guess it's because of the delay of the amount of time it takes for it to trickle down that I looked, I checked it, and I thought, oh, well, I put water in, and I put way too much, and so I have
that's
water.
Right. But, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was my mistake anyway.
Well, we appreciate you, Charlie. Hopefully you're warm down there in Palm Bay.
Charlie, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I have a comment I'd like to make real quick.
Well, then hold on, Charlie. Hold on.
Okay.
We'll go through the break here.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's not working at the moment. We're working on these issues to get it back up and running. I apologize for the inconvenience. In the meantime, my Christmas sale of energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. I will personally take your order. This sale goes until midnight, the 26th. Just give me a call when the show's over. I'll be glad to take your order personally. That's 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution. What's your website there, Kirk, for Water Revolution?
It's libertymanwater.com or water-revolution.com, either way. And make sure and mention the Liberty Man to get your $100 discount off Ready Pure.
Outstanding. Charlie, you have a comment or question, sir?
Yeah, I might want to make a comment a little bit on the political side here. I don't know if you guys had a chance to watch this spectacle that we had last night with this piano player, or whatever you want to call him, clown named Zelensky.
I've seen it.
Get in front. Did you see that?
I've seen it months and months and months ago. The guy's a jerk and always has been. And, in my opinion, nothing more than a puppet to extract, value out of the U.S. and then channel it back to, those in control.
I'm watching this guy, this little peepsqueak of a man who has taken, by the way, he's made it illegal to watch any other TV channel in his country other than the state-sponsored one. He's taken away freedom of the press over there. He's arresting people in the Catholic Church. He's shutting down churches as we speak and taking the money from the churches as we speak. The guy is a complete and total, everything that we are against here in the United States, he's doing over there in Russia, or I mean in Ukraine right now. And yet Biden and the Congress stood and applauded this clown like he's some kind of saint.
That's right.
I've never been so sick of anything in my whole life. I mean, this guy, what are we trying to make this? This is the most ridiculous display of, it just shows to me we have lost complete control of our government. Our government is completely out of hands. I don't see any hope for this country.
Well, that's just exactly what Dave Hodges says. You know, everything they've done and everything they continue to do is designed to break down and take down, you know, the U.S. and transform it, you know, into this technocratic, you know, dictatorship is what it is. I mean, you know, they say, well, you know, they're shifting it to capitalism and socialism. Listen, there's never been any grounding in socialism and communism, you know, at all. I mean, it's always been a lie. And what's always been behind it is this dictatorship. And now with the technocracy and the tools they have, they're, you know, the reason that the military spending is so off is because they've been funding and channeling money into this high technology, which is nothing more than a prison camp. And they're building a prison camp out of the entire world using this technology so that they can monitor and track everybody. What do they call that, Charlie, when they have the prison system with the tower in the middle and they're looking out and they can see everything? I can't remember the name of it. Octogeneric or something, I don't know, where they can see everybody at every time, no matter what they do. So they have complete and total control. What is that called?
I call it a concentration camp. just like we had.
It looks remarkably like the brand new public school model, right, that they're building everywhere. That tower,
yeah,
you know, structure.
5G. Yeah, 5G.
That's right.
Tower.
That's right. Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is. And, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, the guy's a creep, as most of these people are, you know, in higher office. And I think it's time for somebody to mount a gigantic lawsuit against Washington, D.C. and everybody involved in it. You know, it's not a state. It's technically and legally outside of the Constitution. And, you know, that would be the way to attack this whole thing and do it without violence and, you know, just make everybody aware. I wonder if I'll get picked up tonight, you know, for making that statement. That wasn't my idea. I heard somebody say it on a podcast that I was listening to.
You can't say anything anymore. I mean, it's getting to where I get on here. I say, if I want to say, like, okay, I think Carrie Lake and Donald Trump were wrong because they had this party over there in Mar-a-Lago where they, you know, were supporting gays.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're called as Christians to have no part in darkness, in the ways of darkness.
That's right.
I'm not going to support Carrie Lake or Donald Trump anymore, period.
And they don't care about these things. They don't care about these people, Charlie. It's another takedown procedure, you know, designed to erode the moral, you know, and family underpinning. And along the way, you know, reduce the population because no matter what they claim, you know, two males or two females can't produce a baby, you know, other than through artificial means.
I'm making, though, is that they're trying to take away our freedom of speech to even talk about.
Absolutely.
Supporting gays like that.
Absolutely.
I can't support it because now that's going to be hate speech or something. You know, give me a break. We got to take this country back, man. We've lost it. It made me sick to watch this little clown there last night. And all these people in Congress, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, applauding this punk. You know, it's incredible. Anyway, I've said enough. I better hang up before I say something I don't want to say.
Okay. All right, Charlie.
Have a great Christmas, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Well, President Zelenko addressed a joint session of Congress last night. He made reference, and I only saw the last 10 minutes, he made reference to Ukrainians celebrating Christmas and how they were going to have, despite the bombardment of Russia, they were going to celebrate Christmas. The same man making a statement is ordering the arrest of Catholic priests and shutting down Christian churches. How can both thoughts be coming from the same man, ordering churches, Christian churches closed, and at the same time talking about celebrating Christmas? We got a caller here, Kirk. We got Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Hi, John. You were just talking about suing the people in Congress. Well, it turns out I couldn't sleep last night, so I was listening to a replay of the fourth hour of Alex Jones. And the woman was interviewing a man that has a lawsuit against at least, it was 360-some members of Congress and right. the president and whatever, and the, for violating their oath of office. And the Supreme Court, they seemed like they were expediting it. They were helping these people get this lawsuit going. They bypassed right. one of the lower courts.
Right.
And if that happens, if they win... And I think January 6th was an epiphany, was supposed to be the hearing between or up in front of the justices. Then these 360 Democrats, rhinos, whatever, will never be able to hold office again.
Right. I promise you that, yeah, if that lawsuit goes through, it's only going to be for the purpose of dismissing the majority of the claims, because I don't think you can legally sue a politician for their viewpoint or actions. I think
well,
they're
that
exempted.
Was the point. They would, yeah. we would be able to sue them.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can do it. I think you've got to sue the entire District of Columbia. You know, the people of the U.S. against Washington, D.C. and all of its components. That's the only way that you're going to shake up and break up what's happening. It's a cartel that's gotten to the point where we can't fight against it, and its tentacles have reached out now, as we see in Arizona, into the local judiciaries. It's gotten so bad that every part of every control, state by state, you know, this country was founded for us to have separate states for the purpose of competition. So that if you're living in one state that's wackos, you can vote with your feet and your money and leave and go to a different state. And now what we have is a central, you know, a central monarchy with fiefdoms that kowtow and you know, pay up and work up, you know, to this central control system, which is not the intent of the way that this country was designed. It's exactly why. And then you've got this whole, you know, I don't know, million person thing that's happening in D.C. that's been built since they killed Kennedy and before that. And they are fighting against us. It's not a left and right issue. It's a them against us issue. And we've lost control and lost the ability now to monitor it. And I don't know about you, but I'm not for a violent solution, because I know what will happen and the loss of life. And we'll have to watch this amongst ourselves. And I'm just not into that. I'm not. You know, I'd rather take them down through exposure, through an actual case, you know, an actual action that goes right to the heart of the matter, which is this D.C. infrastructure. And I think it can be done. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how to do it, but I think it can be done, and I think we should do it. I heard it on the beginnings of it on a podcast yesterday from a very, very intelligent woman, and I think it's a very, very good way to go. And certainly, if nothing else, we'll raise the awareness to the point that we need it to be, because we can't fight these individual battles. We have to go right to the heart of the beast. You know, anytime you watch a good movie that you know, really gets into the killing of the monsters, they got to go for the heart with a heavy spear, and I think that's the way this has to happen. I mean, that's my opinion anyway. What do you think, John, about that? I mean, you've got more court experience and legal experience than I do.
District of Columbia is a legal entity that doesn't do very much at all that we're concerned about. They take care of making sure the streets are cleaned and so forth. You know, trash is picked up and water is delivered to the homes. There's nobody there to sue that would be of any consequence.
Right, but don't they have a legal structure that actually allows them to operate to a great degree outside of the Constitution? Hasn't there been a shell game done, you know, legally with these different entities, and that's how they really get away with it? You know, and have the immunity that they do in many instances. I mean, this is what I've read. I could be dead wrong. But, I mean, look, something is not the way we believe
it. Give me one example of them operating outside the Constitution.
I will next week. I have some research to do, but well, I will.
District,
I promise I will next
Columbia
week.
District Columbia has a mayor. They have no authority to do anything.
Right.
Authority to do things comes out of the United States Congress and House of Representatives and U.S. Senate. Anyway, what Judy's talking about is these brothers. They're all musicians who filed a lawsuit. It's unusual for a lawsuit to move this quickly to the U.S. Supreme Court. Highly unusual. The premise is unique, and if successful, it could change a lot of things. That remains to be seen. Of course, we're only about 3 weeks away from this being heard in front of the Supreme Court, so we don't have a long time to wait to see if they prevail or not. Judy, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing it to our attention. Anything else, Judy?
So what exactly? I do not have access to the internet. So what exactly am I supposed to do? I didn't catch what I was supposed to do here. I don't believe in violence either, but I'd like to do something, but I don't know what to do.
You want some direction about what you should do personally?
Yes. How do I get behind whatever's happening to get rid of these people?
Well, I would encourage you to get active politically at the township and county level, whatever county you live in West Virginia. The Republican Party is not perfect by any means. There's plenty of rhinos on one hand. Look at what our opposition has done for decades. What have they done? They focused on taking over school boards, city councils, local elected officers. You know, these U.S. congressmen and senators, they start out being elected as state reps and state senators. Now, if you want to have an effect, that's what I would suggest you do, Judy, is, for example, I'll ask you a question. Who's the Republican committee woman and committeeman from the township you live in?
Oh, I don't know.
See, you don't know. What's the name of your state rep?
My state rep is Adam Burkholder.
Okay. Have you ever met Adam and had a cup of coffee with him?
Excuse me?
Ever met Adam and had a cup of coffee with Adam?
No, I have not, but I have called him up. I left him a message.
Okay. State reps
are usually pro-life and pro-gun.
Well, that's good. State reps are usually very accessible. And they will make time to meet with their constituents. Meeting with a U.S. congressperson is difficult. A U.S. senator, almost impossible. But
West Virginia is a very red state, and I have an excellent representative, Alex Mooney. His mother escaped from communist Cuba. His father's a veteran, and he's really good.
Outstanding. Well, if you have good reps at the local level, they need your support. They need time to maybe stuff envelopes, knock on doors, hand out brochures, answer the telephone. All those things will help the good guys.
Yeah.
And so if you want to know what to do, that's what you can do there, Judy.
It's kind of difficult when you don't have internet and you don't have smartphone service, so I just have a landline. That's it. Shortwave.
Right. Well, when they're running for office, they need help.
Okay.
It helps stuffing envelopes, answering phones, doing the administrative things.
Okay.
So that's how you can help, Judy. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, if you can hear me. So, like this lawsuit that's coming forward from these gentlemen or whatever, on one hand, it sounds good. And this kind of ties into the Tucker Carlson talking about the CIA's involvement with Kennedy. It was known, or it was stated a long time ago, that when they were in the process of collapsing the government, they would reveal all this stuff, a.k.a. revelations, to reveal. All this is probably the setup for the people getting upset, or the justification to break apart the government as we know it and reform it into what they want. So all along the way, there are trips and traps set for us to, no matter what we do, no matter what, it's all going to fold into what their plan is. And that's how good they got this thing all wrapped up. Unfortunately, I mean, it sucks, but you just got to ride it out and hope that you have a peaceful passing before the pain really comes to you and your family. And that's really the best that you can do is to ride it out. And everybody's like, oh, well, you're a coward. You can't do anything against this. This is like demonically run, and it's been set up that way ever since its inception. And so anyway, when these lawsuits, people are talking about the lawsuits or the Tucker Carlson thing, just, you know, maybe keep that in mind. And that's okay. All I got.
Okay, Mark, thank you for the call. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Let's see, Kirk, our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. It's 0 degrees here.
I'm a little bit east of Wichita. What on this suit that they're talking about, what they want people to do, and they're going to have a hearing or something on January 6th to decide whether they, they're going to actually hear the or have the case where all the justices hear it or something, is my understanding. And what they want people to do, if they're interested, is to, and this was played on Jeff Bennett's hour Monday night. There's a lady, I can't remember her name, I think it was Maggie, but they want you to send a letter in support to the 9 Supreme Court justices, and they gave an address, and it might be posted on RBN. I don't know. Maybe you could ask Julie. And then they also gave the address of two of these guys in Utah, and you send the same letter to them, because the Supreme Court is not going to tell us how many letters they got in support of this suit, but if you send a letter to them also, they're going to tell us. And that, I taped the information and I haven't sent mine in yet, but I've got to go back and listen and write down the addresses and stuff, so I can't give them to you. But if she could get somebody to get that information for her, but it's, you got to get it in here pretty soon or they won't get it in time.
Well, I don't support that. This, it's, these kind of decisions should be based on two things: the merits of the case, as it applies to the U.S. Constitution, and I don't support mailing letters to the Supreme Court at all, not even a little bit. And I don't believe Supreme Court justices pay any attention to letters, and they should not. But if people want to do it, it's a free country; they can do it.
Well, you know, I don't know. We haven't, and what it really is about is a, it's that they, these people in Congress did not pay attention to all the people that they were saying how many irregularities there were in the votes in the different states, the voting systems. And, you know, the reason that the Supreme Court might hear it, someone speculated, is because if the Democrats keep doing this, they're going to pack the court when they get enough majority.
If they get a chance, they will. If they get a chance, they will.
So that's all.
Sure, we're out of time. Kirk's phone number, but once again, is 336-525-1015. Kirk, thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Okay. Top there, break. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart.
buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.